Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you who live in different parts of the world, good afternoon, good evening. Praise God. It is such a blessing to be back here with you guys over the airwaves. God bless each and every one of you who has joined me this morning. I praise God for you. I thank God for what he's doing in your life, for I know he's moving in a new way. Amen. And he's showing up and showing out in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It's such a glorious morning. Amen. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. So I will rejoice, and you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, glory, glory, glory to the Lord our God, who is King and ruler over everything. Amen. Yes, Lord. We're about to get started. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat room right now. And I pray that those of you who are listening, those of you who may be on the phone lines, you can join me in the chat room, and may you can post your questions or your comments. Praise God. I thank God for each and every one of you that has joined me here in on today. And I'm grateful that the Lord has allowed me to see another day and to be with you once again. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, as I posted on Facebook, praise the Lord, the discussion for today is enough enough? Amen. Hallelujah. And that is a question that will be answered, praise the Lord, as we discuss the Word of God. And I'm going to post it in the chat room also. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for you sticking in here with me and sticking it out. Amen. I did have to attend to something really quickly, but I thank God for each and every one of you. And we're going to go ahead and get into the Word of the Lord. Amen. And as I said, I'm posting in the chat room also the topic and the discussion for today. Is enough really enough? Amen. Hallelujah. Can we ever really have enough in our life? Amen. Praise God. Do we have enough in our life? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the title for the message, amen, is More Than Enough. But the question that I post is enough really enough? Amen. We're going to get into the Word of God. Praise the Lord. We're going from the book of Luke chapter 12, and I want to give you a few moments, or a few seconds, rather, or a minute, amen, to get there in your Bible. Praise God. And I'm also posting it in the chat room, what we will be discussing today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel that this is something that we need to discuss more often. Amen. And I'm not, you know, saying that it is not discussed. Praise God, but I'm saying that it needs to be discussed more often, because we need to really be in the place that God would have us to be. Amen? Hallelujah. And I'm just going to say it like that. We need to really be in the place that God would have us to be. Amen? Hallelujah. So many times in life, we don't really enjoy life. Amen? Hallelujah. We're not really living the abundant life that God would have us to live. Praise the Lord. And oftentimes, the reason why we're not really living the abundant life that God would have us to live, amen, is because we're not doing what God has instructed us, required of us, or commanded us to do. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And so we're going to get into the book of Luke chapter 12. I pray that you brought your Bible with you. But if you did not, please go to www.BibleGateway.com. Amen. And you'll be able to read the Bible, amen, from the book of Luke chapter 12. And I pray that you've had some time to get there in your Bible now. We will read through verses 16 through 21. Amen. Luke 12, verses 16 to 21. And I pray that you are there in your Bible. I cannot see you. Amen. So I'm just going to believe, amen, that you turn to that chapter. Amen. And you have gotten to verse 16. Praise God. And you're reading with me verses 16 through 21. Amen. Hallelujah. But before we do that, let me go before the Lord with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the word that you are about to bring forth through the Holy Spirit. Let all of me decrease and let all of you increase. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Lord God, saturate this place with your glory and your presence, with your power and the anointing that can only come forth through you, Father, Christ Jesus, Savior, Lord, and King, and the Holy Spirit, the teacher who will guide us and teach us all things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you right now that you are driving back any force of evil, anything that would try to come and attach itself to us or attack us or cause discord, Father God, or confusion, Lord God. I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind us. This is not a place for you. This is a place of the children of the Most High God. And get back. We command you in the name of Jesus to not come forth, to not make your presence known, to not get in the place where God is, in the place where his spirit is dwelling, for the word of God shall and will go forth. And in the name of Jesus, remove yourself and leave. Do not return unto this place in the name of Jesus, for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is coming forth and is even here now in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you right now that your spirit and your presence, Hiya Jesus, is even here now, O Lord God, and that you are about to bring forth a word that will bless your people in Jesus' name. I thank you and I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. For God is here and he's with us and he's for us. Amen. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Glory unto his name. Hallelujah. Luke 12, verses 16 through 21. It says, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for his word. Glory to God. But I say this unto you today, my brothers and my sisters, and for those of you who may not be believers, but you are about to become a child of the King, amen, that in God, through Christ, enough can be enough. But on our own, amen, through the way that we live in the world, enough can never be enough, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, because how many of us know, praise God, that we can go to the store, and we can buy food, and we can have food in the refrigerator, and we can have meat in the freezer, but we will go out and get something to eat, although we have meat to prepare. We have lunch meat. We have tuna. You know, we have hot dogs. We have potato chips. We have whatever it is that you would like to eat that would make a meal for you. We have those things. But how many of us know that it is not enough? Amen. We want more. Praise God. We have what we have, but we would like to have something else. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of us know that we can have money in the bank or money in our hand? But how many of us know that we would say to ourselves, oh, come on, somebody, I need more money. Amen. What I have is not enough. Amen. Because I desire more. I require more. I need to have more and able to do to enable me to do what it is that I desire to do, to enable me to live where I desire to live, to enable me to shop as I desire to shop, to enable me to have what I desire to have. Amen. I want better clothes. I want a better house. I want a better car. Amen. I want to be able to provide an education for my children. I want them to go to the best schools. Amen. I want them to have the best that life has to offer them. But how many of us know that that's how we feel? Amen. I have a job, but you know what? This job is not good enough. This job will not allow me to do what I want to do or have, you know, the lifestyle that I require to live. Glory to God. How many of us know that you can have one car in the driveway? Amen. But that one car is not enough. You need two. And after you get the second car, you need a third. And after you get a third car, you need a fourth. And then you need a car for every day of the week. Amen. And a car for every month of the year. Glory to God. Because it can never satisfy that appetite that you have. Amen. For more. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And then you can have clothing in the closet. Amen. You can have clothes hanging up on the hangers, on the rod. You can have clothing in your dresser and they're folded. You can have clothing in a basket. You can have clothing in your garage or clothing in storage. And how many of us know we can go through those drawers and we'll say, I don't have anything to wear. Amen. I need to go out and buy me something new. Glory to God. Because enough is not enough. Amen. And you can have 12 pairs of shoes, but you can say, you know what? I need a new outfit, and I need a new pair of shoes to go with that new outfit. Amen. But you have shoes, and they're good shoes, and they're not worn-down shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. It could be a hand-me-down, but it's not worn-down. Amen. Glory to God. But how many of us know that we'll say, I need another pair of shoes? I need another shirt. I need a new pair of pants because enough is never enough. Amen. Glory be to God. But we are here today to say, amen, that in Christ and through Christ, enough can be enough. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. In Christ and through Christ, enough can be enough. We don't have to have more and more and more and more and more. Because, see, we're trying to fill a void that we cannot fill but in God. Amen. That's why we always need so much more. And the more material things you have, the more material things you need, because you cannot fill that void where God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit are in our life, or where they need to be in our life. So no matter how many cars you have, no matter how many houses you have, you can have a house in every city, in every state, in every country, and on every continent. Amen. But you know that you know that you know you'll need another house. Amen. You can have money on top of money on top of money, but how many of you know, amen, you'll say, I need more money. This is not enough money. And when you get to that next place of living that you thought you wanted to be in, how many of us know that you'll say, hey, I need more money because I want to live this certain lifestyle, but I need enough so that I can Hallelujah, Jesus. I need enough so that I can stay comfortable in this life, but also have more that when I want to go out and buy something, I can without being in debt, without inquiring, amen, without making my pockets low, amen, without depleting my funds. Because once you get to that place that you thought you needed to be and you have what you thought you needed to have, you're going to lose interest in those things and you'll need more, because they always have a new car that comes out every year. They got a new phone that comes out every couple of months. Sometimes it's not a year, it's a couple of months. They got new shoes that come out every month or every year. They have new clothes that come out. They have new designers that come out. They have new watches and new glasses, and everything comes out new. And so we require and acquire more and more and more and more, and we're consuming these things, amen, upon the lust of our flesh, but not saying to ourselves, why do I need more of this? What we need more of is more of God. Amen. More of the word. Amen. More time in prayer. More time studying the word. Amen. More time building the kingdom, building up the brothers and sisters in Christ. More time edifying the body of Christ. Amen. More time speaking life. Hallelujah, Jesus. More time being merciful. Amen. Hallelujah. More time being loving. Amen. More time in the fruits of the Spirit and cultivating and developing those fruits. That is what we need more of, so that we can be, amen, what it says in Luke 12 and verse 21. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We want to be rich toward God. We don't want to lay up treasure on this earth, amen, because, see, we'll leave this earth and we'll leave those things that we needed more of, amen. But how many of us know that we can never have, amen, praise God, enough of God, amen? If you want to have more and you want to need more, amen, need more of God, need more of his presence, need more of his peace, need more of his power, and we do, amen, hallelujah. Require, need more of the anointing, amen, that destroys every yoke, glory to God. Need more of the things that are needful in our life. Amen? Hallelujah. So I'm here to tell you that enough can be enough, but only through Christ, only through God, only through the Holy Spirit can we really be content and enough truly be enough. When we're seeking these things on the earth and we're seeking more of material things, and God told us in the word, amen, hallelujah, that the things that we see are only temporal or temporary, amen, it will not last. Glory be to God, but the word of God will last. God will last. The Holy Spirit will last. Jesus will last. Amen. The things that we have need of will last. Praise God. Peace, power, the presence of God, God, the anointing, those things will last, and those are the things that we truly need more of. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, the phone lines are open, people of God. I would love to hear what you have to say, your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Amen. Whatever God has placed on your spirit, glory to God. I pray that you've been blessed here today. I pray that something that I've said, amen, has truly, if not anything, awakened the fire in you to have more of what we need more of. Amen. Hallelujah. More power, more of the presence of God, more of the anointing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. More joy, more peace. Amen. The things that we really and truly need, amen, in this life. Glory be to God. So I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank you for your time. I thank you for just being here, amen, because even if you showed up just to support me, I thank God for that, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, because God truly is worthy of all the honor, glory, and praise. And to God be the glory for what has been done here today, for what has been said, and for what he will bring forth through his word. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you would like to speak or you have something to say, amen, before we go off the air live, please press 1. I will open up your microphone and let you say whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, whatever comment that you have, whatever question you have, if you desire prayer, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, now is the time, praise the Lord. But I'm just basking in the presence of God, amen, and I thank God, hallelujah, for allowing me to deliver this word. I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. I thank God for what he has already done. Praise God. In your life and how he has given us Jesus and how Jesus paid the price for us, amen, and how he took sin upon himself who knew no sin, amen, and how he died for us on that cross and endured the suffering and the pain and the shame, and hallelujah, how he was resurrected and sits on the right hand of God. I thank God for all of that, knowing that we would need him, knowing that we would need a Savior, knowing that, you know, we didn't know what we needed, amen, but he knew, praise God, because he is God, amen. And so I thank God for him being God and for him knowing what it is that we had need of, amen, hallelujah, knowing what we really need more of, amen, and knowing that once we get a taste of him, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Enough can really never be enough in him, amen. You can never have enough of him because you're going to need more of him, more of his presence, more of his peace, more of his power, more of his love as you seek him, amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. So we'll never need to continue to consume more of anything, but because God will hand us what we need, amen. As we're in him, we're being obedient, we're being faithful, we're trusting him, and we're knowing that only in God, only through Christ, only through the wisdom and the teaching of the Holy Spirit can enough ever be enough. Amen? Glory to God. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for the time you spent with me today, and I thank God for who you are and what he is doing in your life. God bless you, and may God continue to keep you, and may he continue to make his face shine upon you, and may, hallelujah, Jesus, everything that you put your hand to prosper, hallelujah, may the presence of God be seen on you, amen, that people will know who you are and who you belong to. Amen. Glory to God. Until we meet again, be blessed and know that Jesus loves you, that God is with you, that he's for you and never against you. I love you guys. I'm grateful to God for you. And I'm just happy that we've had this time to share together, that God has allowed us to see another day, that he's allowed us to pray to him. He's allowed us to come before him. He's allowed us to get near him and next to him, amen, hallelujah. But I'm grateful to God that he is who he is, amen, and that he is faithful and he is a keeper and a doer of his word, and that his promises are true and they will be fulfilled. God bless each and every one of you.